540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Milwaukee Police Department employee pleaded guilty yesterday to felony election fraud after voting in the city while living outside the limits. Marcy Patterson cast ballots in 12 elections using a Milwaukee address that wasn't her primary residence. She also got more than $8,000 in residency pay incentives based on false claims about where she lived. Patterson told investigators she considered the Milwaukee address permanent but admitted that she didn't sleep there. She's got another court date in February with potential prison time ahead. The governor is pushing back against the Trump administration's decision to deny disaster relief money for public infrastructure repairs. Evers says without federal help, communities like Milwaukee and Waukesha face the tough task of covering $26 million in storm damage on their own. The state plans to appeal, seeking funds to rebuild roads, bridges, and schools, and to fund projects that reduce the risk from future storms. Six counties had their disaster aid requests turned down. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A 17-year-old has been charged in the shooting death of Namar Hicks near Asada High School last week. A separate 17-year-old is also in custody. The suspect, Jaquan Robinson, has been charged with reckless homicide after police say they reviewed video showing a confrontation at a bus stop. Investigators say it started as a robbery. Robinson was also shot during the event and told police another person fired the fatal shot. The investigation is ongoing. Police haven't released charges against the second teen. A Milwaukee school staff member is being investigated for abuse. Riverside High sent a letter to parents last week detailing a report of the staff member allegedly slapping a student. CBS 58 reports the staff member is a 39-year-old paraprofessional and is accused of hitting the student with disabilities on November 12th. The school noted it is cooperating with the police investigation and is offering support services to students who may have witnessed the encounter. Pere Marquette turns into Pere Noel tonight. The holiday spirit in Milwaukee will be boosted this evening with the city kicking off the Christmas Lights Festival at Pere Marquette Park. The six-week event features fireworks, live entertainment, and thousands of lights lighting up downtown and four parks until January 1st. People can check out themed displays, street chandeliers, and a variety of holiday events, including visits with Santa. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game. It's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats, updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.